offering Ho'ogola to the fund. These are the miracles of Baha'u'llah. And last time when we were there, she was so happy. She said that her husband has invited us to her palace, his palace. But he avoided. He just was kind, but never invited us. But this time, he invited us. And we went to his palace. And the moment I wanted to come, he rushed to take my coat, which in Eastern countries, you see, they don't do that. It's the greatest honor they give if they do to someone. And he said, no, I must take your coat. And he helped me. He asked photographer to take photographs of us. And these all were the credit due to the spirit, the wonderful spirit of Dorothy Baker, who is now taking care of the daughter of Yatim, Sheikh Yatim. And I have the name of Mother True, who is so known to all of us. Mother True, who was responsible, whose efforts, whose devotion, love created, and that was for this house of worship, the Mother Temple of the faith. She is called Mother True, and I should say she was mother of the Mother Temple of the Baha'i world, Mother Mashriq Lasgar. Horace Holly, that wonderful person, Ya Baha'u'llah, so eloquent, so well known, the one who wrote to the beloved Choghi Effendi an administrative world order of is, we are indebted to him with his writings to the beloved guardian, and the beloved Choghi Effendi approved or made corrections, and now we have administrative world order. He had such a sense of humor, beautiful. I haven't seen in the whole world one to have that kind of the sense of humor. You must remind me. The sense of humor. He had a beautiful sense of humor, but he never smiled. He said it. And you know, I had that experience that now God's, through God's mercy, we have our suitcases last night, and I used to take my suitcases with me and a small bag with me for the things that I needed at once. And because of the problems and difficulties we had at the frontiers, I used to put my suitcases at the customs house and just took the necessary things that I needed, such as razor and other things, to that conference and coming back. But Horace Holly had to carry many suitcases. I approached him. I said, Horace, this is my habit. I put my suitcases here at the airport, and I take just a small bag. And he looked at me and said, and then why do you take it? He had such a sense of humor, Horace Holly. And when the beloved Choghi Effendi in Indian conference, in Intercontinental Conference in New Delhi, he gave assignment that each hand where to go. He assigned some to go to Japan. I was given that assignment to Japan and Far East, to everyone. And when it was announced, he came to me and said, I don't know where I can hide myself that the guardian would not find me. And then he said, I bet you if I go ahead, the guardian would give me some jobs there to do. He was a wonderful man. That was Horace Holly. Mr. Varga, I mentioned, the father of our beloved hand here, Mr. Vaga, Waliullah Vaga, who was one of entourage of Abdul Baha, and the beloved Shoghi Effendi said to me, he said, write to him. And he said, and appreciate his services. He, in the company of hands, he is outstanding, chosen. Mr. Vaga. George Thompson, oh, that wonderful person. That wonderful person that the cause of God has not produced so far a man like him. That the beloved Shoghi Effendi says, the best writer we have in the cause. The best scholar we had in Persia is Abul Fazail, and the best one in the West is George Thompson. To me, he had the greatest honor, the Guardian showered upon him, asking him to write preface for the God Passes By and for Hidden Words. Nobody has been given that task, you know, because Abdu'l-Bahá said his writings and the writings of Baha'u'lláh should not be compiled in one volume. Who are we to appreciate and write preface? What did I say? Preface. Who has that? But the beloved Shoghi Effendi chose him amongst all the Baha'is to do that job. I had the honor to be at his grave in England. And I tell you, when you go to his grave, there is a small chapel, and the sign, it is as if the greatest holy name. It's not that, but just exactly the way it's there on the top of that chapel. And the stone on his grave, well, it's just a phrase from the Bible. I saw the new heaven and the new earth. The new heaven and the new earth on his grave, because they didn't accept anything from writings, but this was perfect. Fred Schaffelacher, again Canadian, that wonderful man. This great man, I met him in Chicago at the Intercontinental Conference, and I heard that there was a time that the house of worship, the building was stopped because of lack of money. And he was in the presence of the Guardian. In the presence of the beloved Shoghi Effendi, he offered $100,000 at that time that the building be continued. And that brought tears to the eyes of the beloved Shoghi Effendi. And we were sitting together, and when I mentioned to him, he just pressed my hand and changed the subject. He didn't want that to be mentioned. These are our heroes and heroines. These are the treasures of the cause in this revelation. Just imagine, Ya Baha'u'lláh. Can any of the past religions show such devotion shown by any one of these wonderful souls? You know, Abdu'l-Bahá coming to Canada to the Notre Dame in Montreal, he entered with some of the entourage with him and with the pumps and all these things in that church, came back halfway, he didn't enter. And he said, look, all these pomps and majesties that are now offered to Jesus Christ is the fruit of 11 disciples of Christ. And then he said, and the chief disciple of Christ denied him 3 times. And then he turned to these entourages with him. He said, see, what will happen? Bebinit, behold, what will happen in future with these wonderful devoted souls in the cause that you can compare. Well, Abdu'l-Bahá, addressing the Baha'is of the West, he says, O ye apostles of Baha'u'llah. Do you remember that passage? He addresses you, all American, Canadian Baha'is. O ye apostles of Baha'u'llah, may my life be sacrificed for thee. Just imagine, apostles of Baha'u'llah, that now again I remember the hand of the cause, Tarazullah Samandari, that wonderful person who came to this country and he wanted to go and visit the friends. The National Spiritual Assembly of the United States sent Evans Liston, that wonderful man, am I right? He was a minister, and he went to prepare the way for Mr. Samandari to go for the publicity. And somewhere in Boston, he prepared the way, and a man, a great priest who has God knows how many thousand followers, he came to him, Mr. Samandari was sitting, and knelt before him and asked Mr. Samandari to bless him. Mr. Samandari just put his hand over the head of this man. And the moment the man was satisfied and sat down, then Mr. Samandari rose and went to him and knelt. And he said, now you must bless me. And then on his way, he went on all these tours until he reached in California, in Los Angeles. He was sick. He was in bed. He could not speak. So the physician said nobody should go to him. If anyone wants to see him, just see his son. A man from the press, that it was worldwide and it came in all papers, went there and he said, no, I want to see the man whose eyes gazed upon the countenance of Baha'u'llah. Just, I want to sit beside him. And he sat and asked a question, Samandari with fever, the fever. He just got up, do you remember his gesture? And answered the question and went back again to bed. And then this man said to Mr. Samandari, he said, I cannot praise you. The only thing I can say, you are like the Peter. And he said, with one difference, Peter met the Son, but I had the bounty to be in the presence of the Father. And that came in all papers. The moment I read, I took the telephone, I said, Mr. Samandari, you said something that in future it must be written by gold and diamond. But he said he forgot to write the rest of it. I said, although that was my bounty, I do not deserve to unlace the boot of Peter. Well, you tell me any time my time is up. Is it finished? I look at your writing, then it seems that... Friends, well, in Persian, sometimes just one word and one poem, one sentence would do the purpose. And at this moment, I would say that. And with the Persians, they have this habit. When you say a verse from the poets or from the writer, that ends the discussion. And now I would say, مجلس تمام گشت و به آخر رسید عمر ما همچنان در اول وصل تو مانده. That means the meeting is adjourned and my life is the end, this is the end of my life, but we are still in the beginning of thy praise. O beloved Shoghi Effendi, I leave this half the way, but I address him. We are just in the beginning of his praise, and he's no longer with us, although he's always with us. Thank you.
How does one thank a hand of the
thank
call.
You. Thank you very
for
much.
For sharing such treasures.
Thank you.
Such precious treasures, such personal reminiscences which no one else could share
thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.